time to chat to the CEO of the City of Greater Bendigo, Craig Neiman. Craig, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robert. How are you going?
Very well. We were just mentioning off air that last weekend and those coming up, just so much activity, energy and vibrancy around the city.
Oh, it was wonderful to see. Particularly, like last weekend, there was people everywhere. I think every vacant bed in Bendigo was booked out. I had a chance to go to the Lost Trades Fair, and I didn't know many people there, Robbo, from all over the place, from interstate and across the state. And that's an amazing event on its own right. And then the Elvis opening on Saturday night was wonderful, and lots of people coming from all over Australia and internationally to visit that event. So.
Yeah, fantastic.
Huge amount of things happening.
Now, next Monday, is it Monday? The 28th, anyway, is the next council meeting. So what are the major items on the agenda?
So we've got a couple of petitions to look at this month, Robbo. Petitions are interesting. That's where community groups, community organisations, individuals can put forward some ideas to council to consider. The council allowances have been changed and reviewed by the state government, so there's a report on those. We always have some planning reports. We've got a draft asset plan. So the city looks after thousands of assets and a couple of $1 billion worth of assets. We've got to have an asset plan. So there's a draft asset plan for council to consider. A few other things. This meeting is open to the public. We're allowed to have 25 people in the room. So anyone that wants to come in person to watch the council meeting, we'll have to book online though, Robbo. So there's a link on the front page of the agenda for people to link and register for.
Okay. Now, the Progress Pride flag, what happened there? It's got to be repainted. A bit of an issue with the quality of it, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was probably used the wrong paint and didn't prepare the surface. They wanted to get it done quickly and probably opened it up to traffic a bit too quick. So it deteriorated straight away and has deteriorated a lot since. So we're going to go back in and use a better methodology of putting that down. We think it's a great idea and a great thing to do. So that'll happen this weekend. So from Friday evening through to Monday morning, that square in front of the town hall will be closed to traffic to allow the people that put it down the first time, with some advice from us now, to go down and repaint it. And then still Pride Week, or Pride celebrations happening around the community, so it's still an appropriate time to get that done.
I love your choice of words, you know, being a CEO as you are, and you know that the guys who painted it originally, with some advice from us, get it bloody right, will you?
They had great intentions, but it didn't quite work the first time, so they get it right the second time.
Medium grants closing. So what is a terminology for a medium grant?
So those grants are up to $10,000 available, and we have three different categories of grants. Small, sort of up to 3,000, then medium up to 10,000, and there's some bigger grants of even up to 30,000 to 50,000. These are for community groups, community organisations, not-for-profit groups, to apply to council for assistance in financial support to help them get a project up. We'd like to think that the project sort of fits with the council vision and plans and strategies, or their own strategies, and delivers great benefit to the community. These close on Monday at 5 p.m. So anyone that wants to know more about it, jump online. There's a good piece of information on our website.
Okay.
And that's where you apply.
Just about out of time, but the final one, just wanted to touch on too, the Bendigo Visitor Centre getting another gong and some tourism awards. Gee, must be very pleased, very proud of all the work that they're doing.
Yeah, unbelievable. And it's the staff and the volunteers that really make this work. We won the state award, and when you win the state award, you then go automatically into the national award. So there was, I think, six or seven states had their own winner in this category, and we come second. So second across Australia. Think about how many visitor information centres there are across Australia. Unbelievable. So fantastic to work by the staff and the volunteers and the people involved. They want to make people feel welcome when they come to Bendigo, and any locals need to just pop in there and have a look too.
Yeah, and they're obviously doing just that. So, Craig, well done, mate. Thank you. Have a great week, and look forward to chatting next week.
Fantastic. Thank you, Robert.
Good on you. Craig Neiman, CEO, City of Greater Bendigo.